How does your garden grow? On February 2nd, typically known as Groundhog Day, the groundhog saw his shadow, which means that there are 6 more weeks of winter. Shortly thereafter, a serious snowstorm hit the Northeast. More harsh weather is predicted before the onset of spring. I guess the groundhog was right. And according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, this is supposed to be a very harsh winter. This age-old source of wisdom suggests that there will be heavier-than-average snowfalls. The almanac has been publishing for many years and serves as the official source for information for many. Then there was my grandmother. She knew it was going to rain. She just knew when it was going to rain. She would say that whenever that corn on her little toe started to throb, that's when she knew rain was on the way. There are a number of different ways in which people predict the weather, and depending on your take on the best authority, you too have your preferred sources for predicting the weather. But why is the weather so important? Why do we make such a big deal out of it? Weather is important for us to plan, especially if we work out of doors, and even more so if we're farmers. It's no fun to be stranded under severe conditions without proper preparation, especially if we haven't planned appropriately. There we are, stuck somewhere without an umbrella, raincoat, or whatever, and it is pouring. That's no fun. But what about our gardens? How is this related? Well, this reminds me of a Mother Goose nursery rhyme. Remember this? Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? We have questions about how gardens grow, and many, many different answers and approaches to that question. We know gardens grow with proper watering and weeding. There are chemicals and plant foods that help the growth process, and even some formulations that promise larger than normal production. These additives, as well as basic care, they're required to nurture our plants, nurture our gardens. But what about our spiritual gardens and our spiritual growth? What makes your garden grow, your spiritual garden? When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he asked that very question. He was challenging people to consider their thinking about the person who provided the water or the person who planted the seed. Which was more important? Which one actually accounted for the growth? That's the question in front of us today. That's our question in this message. Who controls your spiritual growth? When it comes to your spiritual growth, in your spiritual garden, how does your garden grow? Of course, we provide the care and the maintenance, but how is growth accounted for? Mistakenly, we take for granted that our planting and watering are sufficient, but we require more. It takes more to have spiritual growth, and it takes more to nurture a spiritual garden. Mistakenly, we think we do it on our own. We think that we nurture it, we water it, we tend to the weeds, and our spiritual gardens are okay. But there's so much more to it. We are required to humble ourselves in order to get the spiritual lessons. But only the master teacher can actually provide the growth. As in all courses, this is no different. There is a prerequisite. Spiritual growth is a prerequisite for God and our spiritual growth. God has prerequisites as well. The prerequisite is that we come ready to accept and receive the growth. And we don't always take seriously the prerequisites. We think we know this, we think we have this. But we see it all the time. We know of folks who have grown up under the same conditions, in the same households, same parents, same families, but with very different outcomes. How do we explain the one that turns out, well, not so great? It was a great family, but, oh, that little Bobby, I don't know where he went wrong. And we always find it curious that there's a different result with all of these folks coming out of the same household. It's the same in the maintenance and care of our gardens. The prerequisite of being open and receptive to receive the growth has not been met. Readiness for growth takes the form in our speaking, it takes form in our thinking, and it takes form in our hearts. We're not ready if the same challenges throw us off course again and again. We're not ready. We are ready when the challenge of life happens and we grow through the experience. That's when growth happens. When the challenges of life don't throw us off course, but actually help us to align with what that higher calling is, what that higher reaction is. That's what provides for spiritual growth. Rather than here we go again, it's more of a situation where our spiritual growth is reflected in, oh, I can't wait to see what God has waiting for me to unfold out of this encounter. That's spiritual growth. And in the context of this spiritual growth, we almost find joy in challenges. Why? Because those challenges represent an opportunity for us to demonstrate our spiritual growth. And yes, my friend, that is exactly how your spiritual garden grows. God bless.